This is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Nothing I am about to say will be journalistically neutral because Todd Ritter has cooked me maybe the best breakfast I've ever had. In the kitchen of the Flats Bistro, where he's helping with dinner prep, Ritter makes a breakfast that includes potato hash tossed in pesto, salmon he's cured in vodka, Moroccan preserved lemons, and dill, and a red bell pepper sauce whose contents include ground-up sourdough bread. In case that wasn't enough, there's a poached egg on top and bruleed bananas on the side. Ritter knows this kitchen well. He cooked at the Flats for a while. Now he's running his own show at Alaskan Roots Catering, the culinary business he founded a few months back.
I do everything from in-house parties to catering to treating people that need meals with dietary needs. But the most intriguing part of it that I'm into is the adventure chef, where I get to go out on a boat or go out very remote places and cook for people, you know, over an open fire and use a lot of old world primitive type techniques like curing food and smoking and dry aging stuff and, you know, bringing back a lot of really old techniques that are lost that Alaska was known for.
These trips are usually paid for by Ritter's clients. He gets paid on top of that, too, and will charge anywhere from $150 to $1,000 a trip, depending on the request. Ritter did 5 trips this summer, 3 to Whittier and 2 to Homer.
Did a lot of shrimping trips in Whittier. Went out for 3 or 4 days and went shrimping and cooked there and set up a little camp on the land. We were picking blueberries out there and ling cod and picking mussels off the beach.
You may be wondering how one becomes an adventure chef. Ritter says it's something he's wanted to do for a long time. He was working at the Flats when the restaurant closed due to COVID-19 mandates. Then he started making and delivering meals for people. It got huge. He says he was delivering 100 to 150 meals per day. Ritter grew up in Soldotna and studied to work in the oil fields at Kenai Peninsula College. He switched gears and started Last Frontier Brewing Co. in Wasilla with a friend. Brewery life was not nearly as well-paying as a career on the North Slope would have been, but he says it made him happier. He later followed that same friend down to Asheville, North Carolina.
I moved there initially to build breweries and make beer and got kind of bored of that, so I got back into the restaurant scene and ran a couple hotels and restaurants.
He also worked in Boone, North Carolina as the chef at an ashram and in Hawaii for 2 years. While we're talking, Ritter slides kimchi onto my plate made from kohlrabi, beets, cantaloupe, and surprisingly, scallops. He's also made me a tea with coconut almond milk, dates, cinnamon, ginger, and turmeric. He learned how to make that in his time at the ashram. Catering has given Ritter a chance to work more intimately with clients, which he loves. He says he's an introvert, but he enjoys company too.
And sometimes I'm kind of shy, so it can be somewhat exhilarating in a way too. Like push me out of my comfort zone and, you know, do things.
The money's not bad either.
I live pretty minimally, so I can, you know, typically work one day a month and cover all my bills.
Long term, Ritter would like to build a lodge where people can go hunting and fishing and where he could partner with local guides. Ritter fishes and forages and sometimes hunts, though that's not his preference.
Hunting's not necessarily my biggest forte. I don't know, maybe I'm an emotional person or what, but, I respect animals a lot and if I do, I like to utilize the whole thing, but it's just kind of brutal. You know, I was raised that way, so I try to stay true to family tradition, but I'd much rather prefer going out fishing or, you know, harvesting seafood.
Ritter's available for reservation on his website, toddfeedsalaska.com. You're especially welcome to give him a call if you're heading to Northern Europe or Patagonia post-pandemic. Those places are on his adventure chef bucket list. That's it for Econ 91.9. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.